is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green mass tumble.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
Have you ever known me not to be blissed?
Hey, Dr. Sheely, I want to thank you for inviting our family over to your farm this weekend. You know, you have the best fireworks display, and I was thinking about my mom, and now you
how was she on Saturday?
I don't think she remembers. You make this cider. Now, would you describe what's in that cider, please?
Well, it's called Fish House Punch, and it was actually George Washington's favorite. My father-in-law introduced me to it 60 years ago. Basically, it's you put in one bottle of rum, one bottle of cognac, a pint of peach brandy, and you put in some lemon juice and honey, and then you put in a block of dry ice. And so it's potent.
Well, you prescribed a cup for my mom and me and Mrs. Fennelli, and my mom, Mrs. Fennelli turned to my mom and said, "You drank that already?" She said, "Yeah, it was really good." So, someone got her another cup, okay, and it was gone like so quickly. And then someone said, "Would you like some wine?" And they brought her a goblet of wine. And
it's more than I could handle.
So she started slouching down in her chair, and I thought, "What's going on? What'd you do, Mom?" "Nothing." So I said, "You having a good time?" "Yes, I'm having a good time." So she was absolutely smashed. And I want to thank you for helping me get her in the car. We got her home.
I'm glad she wasn't driving.
Oh, no. I was afraid that if we got pulled over, I would be arrested because of the quantity of alcohol in her system. But anyway, we got her home, and so our son helped the two of us. You know, walked her to the house, and I actually drove the car right up to the veranda, almost parked right, you know, on the veranda. Drove her up there, and he and I got her out, and we he walked her to her bedroom, and he said, "Okay. Here we are." She goes, "Where am I?" And he said, "Your bedroom." And she said, "Are you sure?" So I just want to tell you, the punch absolutely works, the cider absolutely works. So that's that's the story about my mom. But we had a great time with fireworks, and you really have some very interesting friends, Dr. Sheely. Yeah, we met Ann and Greg. Now, I understand that they are psychics.
That's true. I've known Ann for, gosh, at least 20 years. And she's one of those people who, quote, knows a lot of things. She's written a couple of books. And she's a very good, you know, we prefer to call them intuitives.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, she used the word psychic at one time. That's why.
Oh, yeah. That, well, I used to. Mm-hmm. And in our circles, it's okay. Mm-hmm. But in, you know, in some societal circles, it's easier and more acceptable to politically polite.
Mm-hmm. Well, she and Greg were extremely bright, and we were talking about the economy, we were talking about the collapse that's coming, and you know, they are right on board. Dr. Shealy, you know, coming to your farm and chatting with your friends is like meeting a whole bunch of people that are all on the same page. There wasn't a single person that was not on the same page as we
were. I don't invite left wingers. We have a screening procedure.
Well, it was a great time, and I wanted to thank you for inviting us over.
Well,
before the broadcast, I was thinking about all the restrictions and limitations that our government has placed on us. But there's one that I've noticed that they have not placed on us. And that is that they have not yet limited the amount of jobs that we are allowed to hold in order to try to make ends meet. I mean, we could have 2, 3, 4, 5, as many as we want, and there's no limit. Isn't that interesting? That's one thing that
don't,
they haven't limited.
Don't give them any clues.
Dr. Shealy, I have a whole bunch of questions, but what would you like to talk about today?
Well, of course, I'm always interested in talking about anything that's related to health or business or survival or being prepared.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. You invited me to do something. I just want to make sure that you really meant it. Did you really want me to call into your afternoon program tomorrow and talk about Fukushima?
You bet.
Okay.
I mean, I think among other ridiculous things that are ignored by the ballless media, mm-hmm. who are controlled by the psychopaths in power, Fukushima is a serious problem.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's why I asked you about Fukushima. I was on the phone a few days ago with, can you hear me okay?
I'm sorry? Yeah.
Oh, okay. The reason I say it, for some reason, I just lost one of the screens that tells me where I am. I'll bring it up during the break. So I'm flying without seeing any kind of connection screen. Okay, but we are connected. I was on the phone with a family friend, and I found out that his wife has thyroid cancer. And, of course, it's usually, well, it's always what we hear. They had it, but we got it all. We cut it out, and everything's going to be fine. That's always what we hear, or that's most of the time what we hear, but that's not always actually the truth. It may be believed that the surgeon got it all, but sometimes they say, I guess we didn't get it all. They find out later. But what I'm saying is thyroid cancer, I'm hearing more and more about thyroid cancer after Fukushima, Dr. Shealy, than before. Is that me, or are you hearing similar information?
Well, I'm certainly getting similar information. And, there have been one or two rumors from the beginning that it was extremely more serious than was being admitted. And, of course, there are many reasons why this is so serious. First of all, it sits on a seashore.
Yeah.
And I mean, that alone is enough. I mean, and there's no question in my mind, this has been true in my mind since at least the 50s. The most stupid, serious era in human history is producing nuclear energy to try to get power out of it, because they don't know how to contain it. They don't know how to get rid of the waste product. It has the power to destroy everything on Earth, including Earth itself.
Hmm. Yeah, literally, physically could split the planet into multiple pieces, as well as destroy life and cause mutations. I was talking, I received a call from someone who wants to come to our expo from Pennsylvania, a medical doctor, a DO. And we were talking about the Three Mile Island nuclear accident. And I lived on the East Coast at the time. And this was in Pennsylvania, Three Mile Island nuclear power generation reactor. And he said, we lived 25, 30 miles away from it, and there was no evacuation. And I said, that's exactly right. There was no evacuation for people that far away. And he said, you know, now the cancer is out of control. It's everywhere all around there from the downwinders all have it. And he was very concerned about the radioactivity in the air. He's concerned about Fukushima, just as you are. So there are some of us. And then we were talking a little bit more about the medical profession. And he was telling me that doctors, the senior staff, the senior medical doctors in a hospital where he is, are leaving and have left and are not coming back. And it's because of the healthcare regulations. It's because of the government pressures, the controls, and the dictates by the government over healthcare that doctors cannot practice medicine the way they used to, the way they need to, the way they want to. So they're quitting. They're leaving. And what's happening, Dr. Shealy, is, according to him, there is now an absence of the technical capabilities of these doctors, the know-how, the wisdom, the experience. It's gone. It's not coming back. And now people are being turned away. He said that there was a flu epidemic last year, And the hospitals were turning people away in waiting lines in the to get to the emergency room because they couldn't treat them.
Well, there's no surprise in that, in my opinion. Actually, the system has been deteriorating for 35 years plus. When your government, one neither of us wants to claim, started something called diagnosis-related groups back in the 80s. That was the beginning of the biggest nonsense in history. I remember a urologist, a kidney specialist, saying that they were turning down as unnecessary urine cultures in people with urinary tract infection.
Why would they do that?
Because they are stupid and power hungry. Other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, you're not so bad.
Dr. Norman Shealy, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We're going to talk about more about medicine. And I've got a question that we received just before the broadcast about a stomach bug. And I'll describe this, what might have led to it and what you think we should do about it. Dr. Norman Shealy, we'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with Bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with Bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept Bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Shealy's with us. Dr. Shealy, we have someone close to, very close to USAPrepares.com who has a low-grade fever. He was vomiting last night, and the only thing that he can think of that might be the trigger, the cause for this, is he was working on a toilet yesterday afternoon or last night. And that he might have gotten some bacteria as a result of working on this toilet. What does a person do with the symptoms of low-grade fever, really feeling not up to speed, and vomiting? But the vomiting has stopped.
If the vomiting stopped, I would take Pepto-Bismol immediately. Pepto-Bismol is, you know, it's not something you can take a lot of every day, but in an acute situation, it is probably the safest and bestest thing to quiet down a very irritated stomach and intestinal tract. And he could take either the liquid or the chewable capsule tablets, mm-hmm. and I would take up to 6 or 8 of them if necessary. But if it gets worse, he probably ought to see somebody because he may need an antibiotic. You know, there is a place for antibiotics in some acute bacterial infections.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, then it's always a question of how far to go. Obviously, I would not ignore it totally.
Okay, because this bacteria that he could have picked up by handling a toilet or, you know, lifting up a toilet and actually getting to the sewer stack, which is, you know, where all the waste goes into the, you know, down to the septic system or the city sewer. Dangerous place to be, right?
That's right. I mean, it is a place where you have to be extraordinarily careful. It's a place where I would use lots of real bleach.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm. Now, when someone works on a toilet, Dr. Shealy, let's say we're doing some handyman plumbing in our house and we have a toilet doesn't fit right, so we're going to replace the wax seal between the toilet and the mounting flange. Gloves, obviously, we want to wear gloves. Should we wear a mask?
Yes.
Are there airborne bacteria also?
You bet. I would definitely recommend a very good surgical type mask.
Okay.
And gloves, and clean up everything with Clorox or a heavy bleach.
Okay. Now, when we after we're done, and let's assume we don't get any splash in the eyes, and we don't get any splash in the face because we're protected. We've got some eyewear on, and we have some safety glasses or something like that. Let's assume we don't get some splash, but we do have a short sleeve shirt on, and we do have those surgical type gloves, those latex gloves. And when we have some splash that goes on our forearm, let's say, can we get an infection by having a splash of fluid from a sore system on our skin, through our skin, if we don't have a cut, or are we relatively safe there?
Well, you can obviously get it because, we tend to touch ourselves. We tend to rub a little itch. You don't even think about
it. Right.
And obviously, and personally, I think if you take a very hot shower with lots of soap and water thoroughly after such a move, mm-hmm. as quickly as possible. Mm-hmm. If not, you could at least spray your arms with Nixol.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if we don't have Nixol, would hydrogen peroxide be a
hydrogen peroxide would be good, yes.
Okay.
For the skin, it would certainly be safer than bleach.
Okay. So the idea is we do not want to get any of these toxic fluids on us from the sewer system, from the flange underneath the toilet. But if we do, do you have a preference for an antibiotic that you would like to see used?
I really think that's best. That's where family physicians are actually, in general, superb. They mm-hmm. handle these kinds of everyday and very variable things better. And I would depend upon my family doctor to tell me what was best.
Okay, there you go. Dr. Norman Shealy, I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. When we come up back, I'd like to ask him about dialysis. What is it? What is dialysis? We hear about it, but what is it? We'll be right back.
And you thought the most painful question from your child was this.
Are we there yet?
Questions on family trips are nothing compared to questions from real family emergencies caused by weather, natural disasters, or terrorism.
I'm super hungry. What are we going to eat?
Daddy, I'm scared. Why don't we have enough food?
Daddy should have been better prepared.
September is National Preparedness Month. Now you can be prepared. Now you should. Now you have awareness. And now you have your solution. Go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy will get you ready with the Family First Responders Kit. It's your emergency solution with delicious freeze-dried food, safe water, and even fire starting. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on to freezedryguy.com. Protect your family now with emergency preparedness and say,
we're there!
freezedryguy.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
there's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders or preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
When are today's hot?
What? Today,
God, you're
take my. When you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Hey, I don't have a return. There we go. I didn't have a return, you know. And so, class, it's really interesting. I'm out here in Missouri in a studio, and I'm flying by screens and sounds. And I did not have the return to tell me, the return sound to tell me I was back on the air. But I've got it. And we are back. Dr. Norman Shealy's with us. And let's see. Dr. Shealy, what the heck? Dialysis. What is dialysis? You know, so many of us.
Well, dialysis is essentially an artificial kidney. It is a machine that can be added to, you know, beside you, taking blood out of you and removing from it the essentially the urea and the byproducts that ordinarily are removed by a healthy kidney.
Okay, so we have an artificial kidney. Now, when someone says he is going to dialysis treatments. Is a needle stuck or two needles stuck in his arm, one, you know, taking the blood out and one returning it?
Exactly.
Or is it?
Essentially.
It is. Okay. And is this a process that takes hours?
Yes. I mean, some people have to do it twice a week, once a week, minimum. It's a very, you know, you're dealing with a life-threatening illness. And you've got two choices, essentially, dialysis or a kidney transplant.
Okay. So what we're talking about is like having an external oil filter for the blood.
Exactly.
Okay. So if we do this, Dr. Shealy, is there like a permanent fixture that's attached, an interface that's attached to our body that, you know, we roll up our sleeves and there's the port for the blood to come out the in and the out? Or is there a new needle stick every time?
Well, no, there can be, you can't leave it forever, but there are devices that can be used to give you a, quote, port, P-O-R-T, mm-hmm. That can be used.
Now, when a port is inserted or installed in the body, that's a foreign device. It's not made with human tissue, I assume. If that's the case, is there the possibility of an infection at that site?
You bet. Not only at the site, but in the plastic-type material that is part of the port.
Okay, so if we have one of these installed and we have an infection, is that just treated with antibiotics or is it more serious than that?
Well, most of the time it's going to be treated with antibiotics, but a good deal of the time they're going to have to take it out and replace it because it's very hard to, quote, sterilize a foreign body once it gets infected inside the body.
And that's where I was going with the next question. But before we do that, if we could stay on dialysis. So when someone is on dialysis, I believe you said it's because either they stay on it or they have a transplant of a kidney, right?
Right.
So if they don't have a transplant, is there the possibility that the kidney can repair itself or be induced to repair itself?
Well, interestingly, yes. In some acute kidney failure problems, more often than in chronic ones, the dialysis is sort of like a lifesaver because it might only be needed for a few weeks. If there's chronic, long-term kidney damage, it's not likely to reverse.
Okay. And what would cause chronic kidney damage? Is it something that we have done to ourselves?
Well, several things. There are certain infections, certain kinds of streptococcal infections, for instance, that particularly damage the kidneys. There is, of course, high blood pressure, and then there's drugs. It's probably the most common cause of kidney chronic kidney failure is drugs, including one of my least favorite of all, Tylenol.
Wow.
I'm not a big believer in that particular drug. In fact, I don't have it in my house, and I don't take it, and never have.
Years ago, Dr. Shealy, I remember reading when I was studying business, and this was probably very late 70s, that Tylenol was really becoming widely used in hospitals as a replacement for aspirin.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember reading that the sole reason, was because of cost. It actually was able to be purchased by hospitals for less money than aspirin.
Well, the pharmacomafia has pushed it. You know, they are the ones who really started the ad, the drug doctors prescribe most, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
That's exactly right. I remember that.
And you may well remember that on two occasions, Tylenol was removed for a weekend off the shelves because there was a contamination with cyanide.
Yes, and they blamed it on...
It was quickly put back on because of the power of the pharmacomafia behind it. In fact, I consider J&J one of the most evil, and its subsidiaries one of the most evil of all the pharmacomafia companies.
When you talk about J&J, you're talking about Johnson & Johnson?
Yeah.
Tell you a funny story.
I'm sorry?
I'll tell you a funny story.
I can tell you a non-funny story.
Well, this is kind of a humorous story. Johnson & Johnson had a plant in New Jersey, and it was on one of these major, major highways. And I was studying business at the master's level, and one of the students that was from that area in New Jersey, and he was in class, and he was telling me about this General Johnson, who was I guess the CEO of Johnson & Johnson. And he was coming for down to this particular site in New Jersey for an inspection. And everybody was in a panic because, you know, the big boss was coming and they wanted to clean this place up and they wanted to, you know, really shine it up and make it look great. Well, they had all this stuff that they didn't know what to do with. And so the general manager of that facility said, all right, look, the boss is coming. Put it on the roof. So take all the stuff that we don't want him to see and just put it on the roof and everything will be fine. So they had one of these flat roofs. And so they had all these people, you know, carry this stuff up to the roof and they got it out of the way and they shined the place up. And General Johnson showed up for the tour. And, you know, they're expecting him, waiting for him at the front of the, you know, the entrance. And he flew in by helicopter. And he saw the stuff on the roof. And he fired the general manager. For trying to lie to him. So that's the story about Johnson & Johnson that I heard when I was studying business. So Johnson & Johnson, you're concerned because of the cyanide contamination within...
No, not because of that. That actually took place after the original thing that got me soured on them. Johnson & Johnson tried to destroy transcutaneous electrical nerve stimulation. Which I had developed.
Why did they try to destroy it?
Because it was competing with Tylenol. Good grief, man.
Oh, man.
They bought the first public company that, you know, started with a tennis device. Norm Hagvers and a couple of friends of mine started it. And they needed money, and so they were purchased by Johnson & Johnson, which bought them, and they proved in federal court that Johnson & Johnson bought them with the idea they would destroy it and that would get rid of TENS. And it took some 8 months in federal court in Minneapolis, and not only the founders of that company were awarded $55 million, but triple damages because of fraud. And that, of course, is a penny to them.
Wow. So you went head-to-head with Johnson & Johnson?
In court, yes. I mean, I was not part of the company. I was just a consultant.
Well,
but I considered them, you know, one of the true evil empires, still do.
Dr. Shealy, while we're talking about evil empires, you told me a story that I didn't know at your farm this weekend about your obituary.
You outlive your obituary.
Well, I think it's was that considered a threat to you? I mean, is that why they published your obituary many years ago to let you know that if you don't knock it off, the real one's coming out next?
You bet.
Well, let's talk about that. Can you tell us you know, some of the details about how your obituary was published as a threat to tell you to back down?
Well, when I was in my neurosurgical residency, actually it was in the second rotation, I think, of my long seven-year neurosurgical rotation, there was research going on that was unequivocally immoral, unethical, illegal, with no informed consent. The man in charge of it crave the Nobel Prize. And he had this idea that if you could develop a boron compound that got into cancer cells strong enough, they could then be irradiated, and alpha particles would destroy the cancer. Unfortunately, the closest they ever got was a 10-to-1, 10 times greater concentration in the cancer cells than a normal brain. They needed a 51, and they never got that. But he kept experimenting with it. Every patient who came in with a malignant tumor was being given and tested in the operating room and otherwise with these boron compounds because it was killing people. I went to the bishop of the Episcopal diocese, because I was Episcopalian, to talk about
Dr.
this.
Shealy,
it was something like 18 or 19 research projects going.
Hold that thought. We're going into a commercial. I'd love to hear what happened with your obituary. Dr. Norman Shealy, we'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Attention homeschoolers, teachers, and students of all ages. Now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. Affordable and simple to use, it's a superb supplement and a great teacher's aid. Whether your focus is teaching children at home, strengthening your own writing skills, or just speaking proper English, Sacred Grammar offers all the tools you'll ever need. Learn to use words through His Word. For more information, go to sacredgrammar.com at sacredgrammar.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy. Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Sheila, you were telling us that during your residency, 7 years, you objected to some of the testing that was going on. And next thing you knew, your obituary was published in the paper. What paper was that published in?
Well, I went to the bishop, and he was on the board at Mass General Hospital, and he went to the board and reported what was going on in the Department of Neurosurgery. I was called in to the chairman's department, a nice gentleman, married to J.P. Morgan's daughter, you know, and the other man, the number two man in the department, was doing all the unethical work. And I was told I'd have to see a psychiatrist if I wanted to stay in the residency. So I saw a psychiatrist for 3 months, had a ball, actually, it was quite fun. I'm the only neurosurgeon in history who was ever declared legally sane. At the end of 3 months, he said, "Tomorrow I'm giving the report. Gentlemen, he's sane." So I was called back into the office. Well, we've got to be careful about this. Gosh, if the media got hold of this, it'd be awful. So my obituary appeared in the Globe shortly thereafter. And
your obituary in the Boston Globe?
Boston Globe. I've got a copy of it. I'd be happy to share it with anyone. And
what did you die of, Dr. Shuley?
I'm sorry?
What did you die of in this obituary?
I died of a heart attack.
Uh-huh.
You know, uh-huh. I mean, this is ridiculous. Of course, I was in my 20s.
Mm-hmm. So this was really, that was a pretty serious threat. I mean, putting your obituary in it.
In fact, they tried to get me to leave the country. I had a free period in which I was going to go to Australia. This was just by the time this all came to a head, if you will. It was in the late fall of 1960. And I was scheduled to have a fellowship to go for 1 year of my training to do neurophysiology in Australia, and they tried to get me to leave immediately, which I refused because my wife was pregnant, and I didn't want our child born in a foreign country, even though I like Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And so, interestingly, I stayed until Brock was born, and we went to Australia, and when I got back, now this is 1961, the bishop had stopped in 1961, $3.5 million of research.
Wow. As a result of you, is this as a result of what you exposed?
You bet. That's how bad it was.
So let me be clear. Are you saying that there was experimentation on people that was immoral and unethical, and people were dying as a result of this, and you put a stop to it?
You bet.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of experimentation was being done? Can you explain that in layman's terms for our class?
Well, the things is they were isolating the blood to the carotid artery to the brain, heating it to 108 degrees, and giving nitrogen mustard. Now, nitrogen mustard is a very toxic compound, and the brain doesn't like 105 degrees, let alone 108.
Mm-hmm.
They were using these boron compounds that were not really fully tested, and taking people over to MIT and opening up the already operated on brain tumor and exposing it to radiation, which was the only place they had available what they needed, and they were frying the brains.
Hmm. So are you saying they used radioactive boron? Is that what they were using?
No, the boron was not radioactive. It happens that when you irradiate boron, it with a certain alpha, it emits alpha particles, which are, of course, radioactive. It becomes radioactive from the radiation it gets.
And okay.
The idea was that boron in the brain is taken up to some extent like phosphorus. Phosphorus is one of the most important compounds in brain energy. And they were trying to replace it with boron and then make that radioactive to kill the tumor. But, of course, it kills normal brains. It was bad stuff.
Horrible thought of experimenting on people who might be okay, might be savable, and killing them with experiments.
Exactly.
Dr. Schilling, when we come back on the other side of this break, I'd like to talk about police cars being turned into microwave ovens and cooking the cops. And the cooking of the cops with these frequencies that we'll talk about, I think, is making them hyperactive, anxious, and aggressive toward us. Let's talk about that when we come back. Dr. Norman Schilling, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.